Happy Friday and welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, is Michael Jordan bitter about LeBron passing his points total? Plus, Yahoo senior NBA insider Chris Haynes stops by to break down the struggling Warriors at home and the remainder of LeBron's season. And why did a Cowboys player call it quits on Instagram on Thursday? Skip Shannon, let's get to it. On Wednesday, LeBron said that passing Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list was right up there with winning a championship. He even thanked MJ on his shoes. Well, Jordan responded yesterday in a very short statement saying, quote, "I want to congratulate LeBron on achieving another great milestone during his amazing career." Did I read that right? We are joined by Rob Parker, but first, Shannon, I will start with you because your face says it all. Wow.
Shannon, was there more to that, or did that get cut off?
Really?
Do you want me to read it again?
I mean, what happened?
Read it again, Jenny. I like it.
One more time.
I want to congratulate LeBron on achieving another great milestone during his amazing career.
Was that David Stern, the former commissioner? Who was that?
That was MJ.
Was that the tone that was written with?
That was the tone. It's not right.
You ought to be ashamed of your guy. You should be ashamed that he put this out. This is embarrassing. And you know what? This is typical MJ, though, because he's done very little when it comes to acknowledging LeBron James. You know why? Because since he retired, this was the only guy that's been viewed as a serious threat to him. Kobe made it abundantly clear. He tried to emulate everything Michael Jordan did. And in emulation, a copy can never be better than the original.
And you know
what? He never viewed Kobe as a serious threat because you tried to be like me.
And Shannon, if you ever close your eyes and listen to Kobe talk sometimes, would swear it was Michael Jordan.
Same inflection.
Am I right?
Yep. He copied.
Not only did he copy, he copied the way he walked.
He did.
He copied the way he hung his tongue out of his mouth. Everything. The sleeve on his calf rolled down. Everything.
Right.
But he
got a lot closer to Jordan than LeBron.
No, he didn't. You can't be close. You can't be close with only one regular season MVP. You can't be close with only two Finals MVP.
How about five championships?
Are we basing on all? You see? Did you see what you did?
No, I didn't do anything.
Go
ahead.
I'm gonna let you go. Now this is what Michael Jordan did. For Kobe in his final season when he came to Charlotte.
A
1 minute and 40 second video tribute. Not no this, oh, congratulations, LeBron, on your another milestone. Man, ooh, LeBron, it couldn't be me. It couldn't be me. Because see, now, Skip Bayless, I got to go on Instagram and I got to attack. You know.
Attack?
Yes.
There was a response.
You can't attack Michael Jordan.
The bull jive. Skip, this is ridiculous, Skip. That's all you got? That generic bull jive of a message of a man that's done that? Come on, Mike. You always going to be Michael Jordan because you did it first. Your shoes going to keep you on Mount Olympus for perpetuity. But you got to do it better. Come on now, Rob Parker.
No, I hear you. But, Shannon, the only thing more embarrassing than that was the whole reception and ovation that Kobe got here in L.A. LeBron got here in L.A.
Yeah.
And just think about how that went down, and I think that says a lot. It was totally, and I want to say this first, totally disrespectful by the L.A. fans. I get it. The season went awry. You could say LeBron is unfocused, wasn't a good leader this year. You could say all of that. But in a magical moment like that, when the guy's wearing your uniform, and he's one of the greatest players, period, whether or not he's played here long enough, what they did that night was terrible. And the same thing with his teammates. I mean, LeBron had to go find Caruso to hug him and then say, hey, what's your name again?
Caruso's walking over to him. Rondo went right up to him.
But you know what I mean. But it wasn't like, where was the players to come surround him? No other Nugget, I'm not saying you got to go crazy, but out of respect,
Rob,
it's a big moment.
You tried to trade half the team at the deadline.
No, but
you know what it reminded you of? When Barry Bonds hit the home run and they didn't pour out the dugout and everybody hugged him at home plate, he had to come in the dugout to get the praise and the adulation.
And then the last part is, I blame the Lakers as well from this standpoint. They claim the NBA told them, we don't want you to stop the game. What nonsense. LeBron James going to pass Michael Jordan? What fine could they have given him if they stopped the game right. and did something? So for them to just say, oh, the league said don't do it and buy into that, that's a disrespect to LeBron as well. But when it comes to Michael Jordan, it's obvious. They don't have a close relationship, but I think it's because LeBron really is more like Magic than LeBron.
Michael.
And I think that's what it really stems from. That's why a lot of other players, when they talk about the GOAT, they include Kobe, even though most of the conversation is about
LeBron.
Mm-hmm. But you know this because Kobe had more of that killer instinct that you talk about, Skip. That's what players see. Mm-hmm. And that was more like Michael. And I think that's part of why maybe Michael hasn't had the same connection with LeBron. And you're right. Probably the closest guy to really challenge Michael. But I also believe that it's more about he's just not like what Michael was. Mm. Michael was a killer. And LeBron's a friendly guy who wants to get to know everybody. Hey, the game's on the line. I'll give you a chance to, here you go, you shoot the ball. That's something that you didn't see. And I'm not saying that Michael never did that, but LeBron has done that way
All
more.
All I know is Magic, every time Magic stepped on the floor, he had a million-dollar smile and was taking people out. So just this notion that you got to scowl and you got to wear a frown on your face to be a stone cold killer, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird was mean.
And I'll say this to you to just shut that down. The game is on the line and you give the ball to Michael Jordan or to LeBron James and win the game. Who would you give it to?
I'm giving the ball to LeBron.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Because he's going to give it to somebody else.
Because he's going
to
pass it to George Hill so he can miss free throws. You know it, Shannon. Stop it. You would not give the ball to LeBron James. No, you would not. You want the best player.
I want to talk about Michael Jordan.
Tell us.
I'm going to read this comment that came down from Mount Olympus in a different way.
Mount Olympus.
Yes, it is. He lives on the top. I'm going to give you this is the way it was intended.
Okay.
Oh, here's the real story.
I want to congratulate LeBron James on achieving another great milestone during his amazing career. Period. Send it out, he said to the PR person who typed this, right?
Yes.
That might be more accurate. This is what you say when you feel compelled to say something
because you're
an NBA owner, right? And you are that guy, and so you have to say something, but you don't want to say anything, so that's what you say.
Yep.
He is fortunate that Michael Jordan has not yet gone full-on Hall of Fame acceptance speech on LeBron James.
And remember that speech is classic.
You know that one?
I do know it.
Yeah.
Hard to forget.
Oh, my
because
God.
There's a big part of Michael, because I think I know him well enough to know this, who would love to just unleash and unload on LeBron James right now, all in the mode of, how dare you? How dare you write on your shoes on that night, thank you, MJ23, and then put a crown on it. Thank you for inspiring me to be greater than you, because I am the king, not you. I am the king.
Yes,
how
indeed.
Dare you do that?
But you remember he said he was the GOAT. He knew when he was the GOAT.
Yeah, yep. Right.
The crown bothered you that much. It's just that little crown.
And yesterday I was looking at LeBron's Instagram. I don't even follow him, but I looked it up just to see what he's doing.
Check.
And they're just crown emojis all over it. It's just crown, crown, crown. And then he dares, how dare him, to post a Photoshop picture of, can we see that?
MJ looking
like,
at it.
Like they're equals. They're sitting on the same pedestal
but
looking
look
sideways.
Huh? Who in the front?
Yeah, he's got a little edge on him. You don't think that was intentional?
Is Jordan a little bit?
It's artistic.
You see, but who on the left and who on the right?
Yeah.
The headline.
Yeah.
What's the message? Left to right.
He's saying, I'm like Mike, except I'm better than Mike. That's what he's saying.
He said, we equal.
No, he's not. He is lucky that Michael Jordan didn't call a press conference yesterday and just unload all over him for the audacity to try to put himself above Michael Jordan.
Jenny.
The audacity.
Really, Skip.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. But he went the nice way out because he felt like he had to.
Say nothing. I'd rather him say nothing.
And you know what?
This was a nothing. This was a big old fat nothing burger.
It was less than nothing.
And Shannon, you should go YouTube when Kobe passed Michael Jordan and go see what they did in Minnesota for him.
Yeah,
go watch that video.
Yeah.
They stopped the game and the fans went crazy. They didn't owe Kobe anything, but they understood the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rob, you do not yet understand Los Angeles fans. It is what have you done for us? They don't care about anything that's happened outside of Hollywood. What have you done for Hollywood?
I get it, but my only thing is in that moment, you have to, if you are a basketball fan and recognize what's going on, you got to give them more than that.
I don't care about the fans. If the fans, if you know what, when he broke the record, if they wanted to turn and head for the exits, so be it. I'm talking about an all-time great NBA player giving that little acknowledgement. That's less than nothing. This is embarrassing. Michael Jordan should be embarrassed.
You know what? It was a pretty good diss, right? Like a subtle diss.
Skip, I got one question. Will they, when he passes Kobe, LeBron, and it happens in L.A., will they boo?
Let's hope
would they embrace that, do you think?
If I'm LeBron, I'm
they
flipping
will not.
I'm flipping everybody.
You're going to hold on it?
I'm flipping everybody.
Hey, I'm going to go one higher. Wait until he makes his run at Kareem. If, in fact, he can last long enough to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Staples, I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, but here's the thing. Boo or not boo, cheer or not cheer. Progress must progress.
Okay.
We rolling, Skip. Now you can jump on the train and ride with us, or you'll get rolled over.
The train just left the tracks. The train is 4-10 since LeBron came back from injury.
We had the wrong conductor.
We got to fire the coach.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Is the Warriors' reign about to come to an end? We'll discuss that with Chris Haynes. No
mercy. Hey guys, Jenny Taft here with a quick word from Simply Safe. Here's something interesting. Studies show that security systems deter burglars. It's a fact, but there's still a burglary every 8 seconds in America. How? Well, think about it. Do burglars give up just because some houses have security systems? Of course not. They just find a house that isn't protected. That's why securing your home is truly a necessity. So let me recommend this brilliant security system built by my friends at Simply Safe. Simply Safe believes fear has no place in a place like home, so they made their system ridiculously smart. Simply Safe sensors will protect every point of access to your home, doors, windows, garage, you name it. If a burglar even tries to break in, an ear-shattering siren will let them know the police are already on the way. Best of all, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring is just $14.99 a month. And they'll never lock you in a long-term contract. More than 3 million people already know it feels good to fear less with Simply Safe. So go with the only home security I trust, Simply Safe, by going to simplysafe.com/undisputed. Go today and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplysafe.com/undisputed for the home security I trust. simplysafe.com/undisputed. Now, back to the show. No
mercy. Have the best record in the West, but they have been struggling at home. Golden State lost by 33 to the Celtics at Oracle earlier this week. That's the fifth home game they've lost by at least 20 points this season. Steve Kerr said yesterday, quote, "I think we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our fans, and particularly we owe it to our fans in Oakland to give them our best stuff for the coming months." We're joined by Yahoo senior NBA insider Chris Haynes. Chris.
Yep.
This is good because you know this team as well as anyone. So why have they been playing poorly at home?
Look, I don't want to make excuses for Golden State. I really don't. You know, they had some, you know, minor issues. We saw, you know, what Kevin Durant had to say in the post-game last game that kind of contradicted what Steve Kerr said.
He contradicted.
But at the end of the day, the issues that Golden State goes through can be withstood. Other teams can't take on those type of issues and problems and still get through. They're deep and talented enough where they can overcome all that little drama. So to answer your question, they're bored. This is March.
No.
It's March.
It really is.
I cover this team on a day-to-day the last couple years, not this year. And, you know, they would talk about just how bored they were and how they wanted to get to the postseason, how that's all that matters. Look, remember last year? They wasn't even tripping about getting that number one seed. They didn't fight for it. They let Houston go ahead and take it.
Right.
And then what happened? They go through and Houston gave them a battle, you know, but they ended up, you know, getting the ultimate goal. That's where they're at right now, man. It's just a team that's lacking a regular season goal. But I think to Kerr's point, this is the last year this team is going to be in that arena. Mm-hmm. And so they want to put on a good performance for those people in Oakland. Mm-hmm. But it's just boredom. That's strictly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it's twofold. I agree with you with that. I believe their regular season, they're unconcerned about the regular season. They're just concerned about getting to the playoffs because, yeah, we'll lose a game here or there, but we don't believe someone can beat us four times in 2 weeks. And teams aren't afraid of them anymore. Mm-hmm. Teams go in there and they play their butts off because Golden State is the measuring stick.
Okay.
You beat OKC, okay, you beat OKC. But you beat Golden State, now you can say, look, guys, we beat this team. Now, this is a team that's won the last two championships. Mm-hmm. This team had the best record, and we beat them. Now, you see how good we can be if we play like this on a nightly basis? Mm-hmm. Those guys are the measuring stick. They're still the number one seed. They're still trying to figure out how to play with Boogie. They're a different team with Boogie on the floor. They don't play nearly as good as defense. Mm-hmm. They keep Boogie in the pick and roll. Mm-hmm. Klay has missed some games. Steph has missed about 16 games. Kevin Durant has missed a game here or there. Mm-hmm. But I believe fully healthy, fully engaged, which the playoffs they will be, I still believe it'll be difficult for someone to take them down four times in 2 weeks. Mm. So that's what it is, Skip. But they should be a little concerned. Losing is one thing. Losing by 20 is something entirely different. Mm-hmm.
I think they should be a lot concerned. Hmm. And I get where you're coming from because they're all still there. And you just look at it, and if you do the step back, you just say, yeah, but they still got Kevin, and they got Steph, and they got Klay, and Draymond looks beat up a little bit. I don't know what if he's got some other issues. I don't know what's going on. But what alarms me for their sake is you don't lose five home games in a season by 20-plus points and just sweep it right under your little carpet and go on to the playoffs and start annihilating people. There's something wrong there. And that's what Steve Kerr is starting to sound a little desperate about. Like he's pleading with them to – let's get serious. It's time to get serious, right? Because it feels like, and what are your thoughts on this? It feels like Kevin has one foot out the door. That's just what it feels like, and it probably feels like that to them. In fact, you've written some about that.
Yeah. Well, right? You know, there's some people within our organization who do feel that way.
Do feel like that. Okay?
Others are optimistic and say that's just the rigorous annoyance of an 82-game season.
Okay.
But with all that being said, one thing I can say about KD, Skip, is that whatever he puts on himself as far as the drama that he brings onto himself with what he says or how he acts, he goes out on the court and he plays. He balls. It never affects him on the court.
And I've never seen anything like it because the greater the stakes, the better he plays.
He rises to the occasion, so I have to give him that. And so that's why I say, look, maybe there is some level of concern, but I've seen this team, Skipper Shannon. I've seen this team. I've seen how they get down.
Yep.
I know what moves them, what motivates them. They are just not motivated right now. They are. And maybe they should be because of sentimental value with the last season in Oakland and everything. But they're not. Like, I really do believe this. I'm going to take it a step further than what you said, if they're healthy and motivated going to the postseason. I think they had a potential to sweep through the conference. If they're motivated and they're healthy going to the postseason, I don't think there's a team that can beat them. And when I mean beat them, I'm not talking about beat them in a seven-game series. I'm talking about they can't beat them once. Can't get a game.
You don't like Houston?
Look, if you're asking me what team has the best chance, it's Houston.
Quick point of order. I'm watching TNT last night at halftime of the Oklahoma City-Portland game. You know those Trailblazers pretty well because you know Dame and CJ,
I love those guys.
And all of a sudden, Kenny Smith says, you know what, I'm going to go so far as to say, I got Portland in the Western Conference Finals. And Charles says, well, I'm going to do you one better. Woo! I'm paraphrasing. He says, I got Portland winning the West.
Woo!
So they put it up on their board of bold statements, you know, that Ernie posts on the board. Okay, so now we got Kenny and Charles bullish on Portland, which then proceeded to go right back out on the floor and lose in overtime to Oklahoma City at Portland. And it was a battle. They didn't shoot the ball well. But again, you know that team very well. I told you off camera last time you were
did.
Here, I'm starting to like them.
Yeah.
Do you not love them going forward? Would they have no chance against Golden State?
I love Damian Lillard. I love CJ McCollum.
Yep. And? Period.
There's no end.
That's it. Period.
Hold on. Hey, not to disrespect anybody else on that team. Mm. You know, great guys, Myers Leonard, those guys. I covered that team. Sure. I came into the league first year covering the Blazers.
Yep.
But overall, as a team, and we're talking about championships, come on.
As a whole.
Those boys need some help. Mm. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum need some help.
Okay, they added I'm So Hood, but he wasn't so hood last night.
He had one game, the Charlotte game, where he goes for 21 in the fourth quarter, 27 overall. Yep. But he occasionally have one of those games.
You can't
count on him. But another thing, Skip, Nurkic. Mm-hmm. Nurkic comes and goes.
He had 17 rebounds last night.
Yeah, but the point.
And he tripped Russell on the
way
down
the
court.
He tripped him.
His lack of composure down the stretch cost him that game. Yeah. Headbutting Paul George went out. he would have made those free throws at the end, but they picked somebody else to come. But Nurkic has played. This is his best season. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see what he does in the postseason. But look, man, I want to see Portland thrive. I think Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, I think those guys deserve to be able to advance and be able to get some notoriety. So it's good that Charles and Kenny feel that confident in that team to say that they're going to go to the finals. But look, man, we got to take baby steps. We got to be for real here. That team, they need a little bit more help.
Mm. Maybe Charles and Kenny are just burned out, like Patriot burnout in the NFL. Maybe they have enough of Golden State.
But there's other options out there. You get voters fatigue. Yeah. You know, come on now.
I got it.
I mean, Houston.
They're looking legit to me.
James Harden. You better try to put him under wraps. Because he's going to get up 30 shots, and he's going to get up like 15 threes, and you better hope he's off.
No, that's real.
Because if he's not off, he's going to drop 40 on everybody. Mm.
But you think, in your heart of hearts right now, Golden State is capable of sweeping the playoffs?
If they're healthy, going into the postseason, Skip, I think that's a real possibility. Mm.
Okay. Well, big one tonight as they host Denver.
I'm in trouble now.
So that's interesting. And it's a weird transition for me to go from the Warriors, who could go all the way, to LeBron, who might spend the rest of
We're going all the way next year.
We'll discuss next. No mercy. The Lakers are basically out of the playoff hunt, so we might be seeing less LeBron for their final 17 games. Luke Walton said yesterday that he will, quote, be monitoring his workload from here on out. In addition, LeBron might sit out back-to-backs. He's averaging over 35 minutes a game this year, but that's expected to go down to about 30. So Chris Haynes is still with us. And Chris, you broke this story.
Mm, he breaks
a
lot of stories.
You do, and that's why we like having you around here. What are you hearing now?
Well, look, this I'm dubbing this a cool down because it's not a shutdown. It'll be tough to get LeBron James to shut it down. You know, he has a bunch of milestones that's in his path. He ain't gonna be leaving points and stats on the board.
Nah, he leave that out there.
Come on now. So, you know, look, this is a situation where I was told that league sources told me and related to Yahoo Sports that after that Clipper game, I believe that Clipper game was it Monday?
Yeah,
that was Monday.
That was after that game. The front office met with LeBron James's trainer, Mike Mancia, who is, you know, one of the top athletic sports trainers in the country, met with him and they proposed this idea on how to reduce LeBron James' role moving forward. I was told 28 to 32 minutes, and on back-to-backs, they will see if he can go, but most likely he may sit out the first or the second half of that back-to-back. Then it was related to his agent, Rich Paul, in which they brought this proposal to LeBron, which he approved, which I'm surprised. Now, that's one thing to get LeBron to approve. That's the plan moving forward. But I've been around LeBron a ton. Getting approved and actually doing it, executing is another thing. So that's the plan. So we'll see how, you know, a tight game comes aboard when he has it cooking. Yep. Let's see if he sticks to the script then. Okay.
What's your gut?
My gut is he's going to stick to the script. That's my gut. Because he has to preserve what's left of his prime. This was a wasted year. And I think we all knew that this wasn't going to be the season where they were going to get it done. We didn't think it was going to be like this, though.
Right.
So he has to preserve himself and allow the team to build a formidable roster around him for next year.
I agree with you. I'm not surprised that this is happening. There's no reason for him to, since he's returned, he was already averaging about 36 minutes a game. In his return, he's averaging 38 minutes, which was the third most behind Paul George and Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for him to play that amount of minutes with really nothing on the line. I have no problem with them. I thought it would be somewhere around 30, 32 minutes. You said 28 to 32. And I don't think it's etched in stone because, you know, late in the ball game, if he's at 32 and we got a two-point lead or we 2 points down with a couple of minutes to go, yeah. I can see him getting to 34, 35 minutes. That's just the competitor in him that he's not going to leave that. But I just didn't – for oh, LeBron, just go ahead and shut it down. I didn't see that happening because, like you said, Skip, I'm here. I'm so close to passing Kobe. I'm so close to passing – not really close, but he's 2 years. And you missing games,
yeah.
That's sending you back. Because mm-hmm. ultimately, it's not passing Kobe. It's not passing Karl Malone. That's important to him.
Mm-hmm.
El Capitan. Mm. Kareem is the creme de la creme.
Okay.
And to be the all-time in anything, Skip Bayless, mm-hmm. is saying something. And so LeBron will do this. But like I said, he going to get his 27, 8, and 8. He can do that in his mm-hmm. sleep. If right. he's hitting free throws, he'd be averaging about 35 right now. But that's we're going to debate that another day.
Yeah, another day.
What's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to play, to stay sharp. You stay sharp by doing what you do.
Okay.
He's a basketball player. And you can't get that in practice. You can't get that on 5-on-5. You yep. can't get that in simulated okay. games.
Uh-huh.
Is the ultimate goal to pass El Capitan, or is it to win another championship?
I believe we can do both. B-O-F-F, both of them.
If you want to win another championship, you don't cool down, you shut down.
No, Skip. Ooh.
That's if you really, if that's what you want to do, mm-mm. you shut it down mm. right now.
Because then when he win it, well, he should have. He closed it off. See, nobody holds that against Mike when Mike took
No.
But let LeBron take 17 games, uh-huh. and we see what the story will be next year if they were to win a title.
I'm glad you brought up Mike, Shannon. I was about to ask Skip. Skip, you know Mike. You know Mike. Mike was never in a situation like this, though. But if he was.
All he did was win championships.
Okay, that's fine,
know.
Skip. That's
I don't
fine.
Know.
That's
don't
fine.
Know.
Yep. But if he was in a situation, if they told Michael Jordan he should shut it down, what would Mike do?
Play.
He would say, hell no, Skip. And you would applaud him.
You know what?
Would applaud him. You would say he's a heroic. He's a competitor. He's a fist fighter.
He got it on tape. He broke his foot, and Reinsdorf and Kraus tried to shut him down, and he said, hell no.
Well, he broke his foot and he had to miss a bunch of time.
And they said, we don't want you to come back because we want to draft better draft position. And he said, no. Huh.
Chris Haynes, at age 34, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, made first team all defense, won his 10th scoring title, won his 6th championship, and his 6th finals MVP at age 34, which is LeBron's age right here, right
but
now.
Skip, at
chronologically, they're the same. But we're talking about LeBron James like he's a decrepit old man.
Skip.
Has Father Time tapped LeBron James on the shoulder? Yes.
Skip.
He's tapping.
You keep
He's just tapping. Skip. Just
you keep,
little taps
Skip.
Like
you
that.
Keep, Skip. You keep doing 34. But at 34, Michael Jordan was in year 13.
Uh-huh.
LeBron James is in year 16
uh-huh.
with eight straight finals
Michael
with no
has been
off.
On this planet for 34 years, just as LeBron has been on this planet for 34
years.
Was
he playing
years.
Basketball all those consecutive years? A simple no or a simple yes?
He was playing baseball. He was doing a lot of things.
Skip, can you applaud LeBron James that he is not sitting it out? He's not shutting it down. He won't allow...
Again, I tried to come up with a solution for this, and I presented it to you. You're at cross purposes because you need to chase Kareem and chase Zion because you can still chase Zion. They're a bad basketball team right now that could lose all 17 remaining games. They could plunge all the way to second from the bottom of the West if they lose their last 17. Would that not greatly improve your chances?
Well, I mean, okay? we would love to have Zion.
Okay, so this,
so
is, what, this is what I would do. Because, but I believe that LeBron's ultimate goal is Kareem, more than a championship.
Yo.
If a championship happens, it happens.
I thought he's you said his ultimate goal was Hollywood, chasing the Hollywood dreams.
Well, that was a huge goal, and he's got it. And he's chasing Michael B. Jordan down right
and
now.
We're going to run down Kareem, and we're going to run down Mike.
Okay, but here's how you can do, you can serve two masters at one time.
Uh-huh.
You can chase Kareem and chase Zion if you allow management and Luke Walton to play all, not just the kids, because the kids have checked out. Like Lonzo's just checked out for the year. He didn't want to play for Luke Walton. And it sounds like Brandon Ingram is checking out. Kuzma's hurt right now. So now you start.
Lonzo.
Okay. I said Lonzo. He's out.
Yeah. He already checked out.
Okay. He's gone.
Yeah.
So the point is, play Alex Caruso at the point, play Mo Wagner, play Bonga, play Jonathan
who?
Williams.
Who,
I know. Okay, but let LeBron play his 32 minutes a night, whatever you want him to play, somewhere in there,
yeah.
and score his 27 points. Because I keep telling you, he can roll out of bed and score 27.
See, you
right?
see, you, but Chris, you see the argument they make? They say LeBron
Who's
does
they?
Not.
It's me.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah,
and a lot of
Michael
Jordan.
I'm
they. Get your credit.
LeBron,
yeah.
Skip Bayless and a lot of Michael Jordan apologists say LeBron
apologists? He's the greatest player ever. There's no apologize. You don't have to apologize for the greatest player ever.
That's what they say.
That LeBron does not have the killer instinct
he does not.
That Michael Jordan
Correct.
And Kobe had.
Correct.
Now, if he were to sit down, see, I told you he ain't the competitor that they are. Because you think, remember, Kobe with a torn Achilles went out there and made two free throws.
I hear that.
I did not say that. I never said that.
Hold on, Skip. You remember Michael Jordan broke his foot? He missed like the first 55, 60 games. And if T and Jerry Krause and Jerry Reinsdorf said, no, you can't play, he said, the hell you can't.
Right.
And you remember for the love of the game clause that he had?
The love
that
of the game
That he could play basketball in the offseason when nobody else could have that in their contract? Oh, Skip. But
Chris,
now you want LeBron to sit down.
Too much. Boy, either way, though, it is good to have you with us.
Today, Chris.
Always
good.
Always
bring some good stuff. Thank you for being here. We're switching gears to Kyler Murray. Is he going to be the fastest quarterback ever?
No, yes.
Not even close.
Yes, here it comes. No mercy.
Antonio Brown is still a Steeler for now. There were reports overnight that he was headed to Buffalo, but this morning the Bills GM said they've moved on from a potential deal. And then there were other reports that AB did not want to be traded to Buffalo. So the Steelers want to move Brown today, but now there are reportedly only a few options left on the table. So Shannon, how will this one play out?
I didn't see and I don't see someone giving up a first rounder for Antonio Brown, especially Skip, because it's going to require you to give up compensation and then reward him with compensation because he's made it abundantly clear and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has made it abundantly clear. He wants guaranteed money. He wants to rework that contract.
Yep.
Everybody knows that the Steelers cannot bring Antonio Brown back into that locker room. Mm-hmm. They know that. If I know that, Skip, I know you have to discard something. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you the price that you're asking for. You moving cross, Skip, you live in Tennessee. Now, I know you got to move cross country, and you're going to move into, say, a 1,000-square-foot apartment. But you had a home when you were in Tennessee. You had a grand piano. You had a big old 10-by-10 bed. Mm. I say 10-by-10 because I got one of them. Had to leave it in Atlanta, though. But anyway, I know that, Skip, but you leave it. I know that. Mm. You want $15,000 for the grand piano. You want $10,000 for the bed. I'm not giving you that. You got a 1,000-square-foot apartment. Mm. No, you can't take that with you. Mm. This is what I would do for you, Skip. Or you can take it with you and try to sell it once you get out there. Mm. Now, you're going to make the mistake because there's a draft coming up, Skip, where I can get players and I don't have to give up any compensation and they don't have the bad habits that Antonio Brown has. So with that being
and
said.
They're not 31 years of age.
Not 31 years, which is not old, Skip, because
I still believe
Antonio
got
four or five great years still remaining in him.
But he's still 31, but go ahead.
He's 31.
Okay.
But with that, for me, the Raiders have the compensation, Skip. I didn't know this. They got four picks in the top 35.
And Gruden raved about his work
ethic. Oh, ain't no, I've never seen a guy. We're going to give up one of the first round pick for him then.
I read yesterday the Raiders are out.
Yeah.
Out.
Now, when the price. When the price falls down a little bit, Skip, do I like it? Because, right now, I think the value is too high.
Okay.
Yep. I think that price needs to come down.
Mm-hmm.
But Antonio Brown has done himself no favors.
Yeah.
He's done himself no favors, Skip. The Steelers, look, I think the Steelers have done some things wrong organizationally. Mm-hmm. I think they've enabled Ben Roethlisberger to feel emboldened to say and to do things that has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Maybe Antonio Brown is the only one that's come out and verbally said it.
Yep.
But Antonio Brown has handled this awful. And teams are looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams have the structure organizationally, locker room wise, to be able to handle a situation like this? Skip, he caught 104 balls for 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns, and he's unhappy. How do you make him happy? And he made $20 million last year. So how do you make him happy, Skip? Some teams are going to have to ask themselves those questions.
Yep.
But for a first-round pick, second-round pick, third-rounder, fourth-rounder, come on over here, Antonio.
Mm. Okay? So I'm on record as saying you would have to give me a third round pick. Give me a third round pick to take
him hands.
And his baggage and his contract off your hands.
Yeah.
Because that contract is going to count 22.1 against your cap next year. But to your point, you've just begun with him because remember his little IG post that he did? He was on the elliptical machine when he christened himself Mr. Big Chest.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah. I do.
And the line was, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them, call me. AB can't do no more unguaranteed. So he wants upfront restructure guaranteed money.
Skip, you okay? You knew the contract that you signed with Pittsburgh. Okay. When you signed it, you knew year two, year three, year four had no guaranteed money in it.
And by the way, it has 3 years left on it.
Three?
Yeah. 3 years left. So, now, all I know is what I read and hear.
Right.
So, I heard, we even debated, we did a topic one day about Arizona, Kyler and AB. They're out. Then we talked about Gruden, we just talked about, they're out. Then a lot of people are going off, Aaron Rodgers needs him in AB, right? They're out. These are all reportedly out. Buffalo was the big talk last night, and now they say they're out. Titans are out. The Redskins are out. The Jets are out. The market will dictate your fate, and it's shrinking, and it's showing you that your worth on the open market is not what you declare it is on your market, on your internal market.
Let me ask you
a
question, Skip Bayless. The Atlanta Falcons make Julio Jones available.
Mm.
And the going rate is a first-round pick.
Yep.
The Houston Texans make DeAndre Hopkins available. Mm-hmm. The going rate is a first-round pick.
Okay. And you know what my Cowboys gave for Amari Cooper? They gave a first-round pick.
Amari Cooper played unbelievable once he got to Dallas.
Yep.
He was some straight-up garbage in Oakland, that Skip. Okay. Let's not kid ourselves.
Not early, but the last year was not good.
Not good at all.
All right.
Even though when he had some good years, it was the consistency that concerned people.
All right.
And he got a first-round pick.
He got a first-round pick, and it was highly controversial, but he got it.
Yeah.
Okay? So that leaves the locker room that you're talking about that could bring him in and sort of make him part of the whole, and that is the Patriot locker room.
Yes.
We've seen them try this before. So we saw that they brought in Darrelle Revis on a one-year shot. Remember this in 2014? Mm-hmm. And they gave him, for the year, $12 million. But
right.
It was just a one-year deal.
Right.
So would AB agree to just tear up the last 3 years and say, I'll do a make-good 1 year and you give me $15 million or whatever?
No.
Just to play for a ring with Tom Brady, I don't think he would do
because it. Because that's what he had in Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's basically a one-year deal because since you got no guaranteed money and it's not going to hurt us, we give you what, because it basically was 12.35. That's what he was going to make, I think, this year.
Yeah.
A one-year deal.
Belichick just doesn't do this. He's not going to give you a draft pick on top of having to pay that much
not
money.
Not that high of a draft pick. What did they give up for Randy Moss, Skip? A fourth round?
I can't even remember. But he was on the outs with Al Davis. He quit on the Oakland Raiders. He was a steal on the open market because a lot of people thought he was done.
Yes.
Like he had just quit on football.
And Randy.
And he didn't make much money.
No.
Not for what he was.
Right.
Right?
And that's the thing.
Okay.
Some people think AB quit on the Steelers.
Okay. All right. You got it. So what did Bill Belichick do a couple of years ago? He did go into free agency, so he didn't have to give up a draft pick.
Right.
For Stephon Gilmore.
Yes.
Model citizen, who's now only 28 years of age right now.
Right.
But he gave him 5 years, $65 million with 40 guaranteed, 13 a year. He's scheduled to make 13. Did he live up? Has he been worth that?
Yes.
You would say yes.
Absolutely.
Because you were making the case he could have been the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And he had not a good year last year. He had a great year last year.
He was all pro. Went to the Pro Bowl.
So you mix and match a lot of interchangeable cogs on defense, but you got it. You need one corner, and you got one, right? Because you let Malcolm Butler go, and you wouldn't even play him in the Super Bowl.
A lot of that, Skip, look, you want guys that can play. But if the guy that can play really well is going to destroy your locker room in the process, you don't ever want a guy that's in your locker room.
Mm.
That's impressive because sometimes guys are so talented, guys will naturally gravitate towards them. And then they, like, hold on.
Towards the action.
If I act like this, if I get good, I can do that.
Yep.
You don't want that. And Antonio Brown has learned, I'm telling you, Skip, what's going to happen, unfortunately. There's going to come a time that Antonio Brown is going to lose a little bit of lateral quickness.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be as explosive as he was.
Absolutely.
And you know what happens to those guys?
they're going quick. They're going quick.
All right.
Larry Fitzgerald is not the Larry Fitzgerald that we know and love.
He moved inside.
He moved inside. Slot. But he kept his mouth shut.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't criticize anybody. And granted, like I said, I believe the Steelers organization are bear a lot of responsibility in this.
I got it. But speaking of that organization, is it possible this was their game plan all along? We ask high. Because remember, first they wanted a first and a player on top of the first, right? Yeah, nope, that's not going to happen. Maybe they asked high, thinking, well, if somebody's crazy enough to give it, we'll go ahead and part ways.
Yeah. Take it.
But the odds are we won't get it, and we can turn to Antonio at the end of business today and say, you know what? We tried, and we just can't get back what we think you're still worth. So I guess we're going to have to try to figure it out going forward with you here.
Ooh,
no,
Skip.
I don't know.
I don't see how that happens, Skip. Mm.
He's moved on.
I don't see how that happens.
He has clearly moved on. I'm not sure they have.
How do you go in there after you said that about the quarterback, after you said what you said about the head coach, after you said all these things? First of all, look how they treated Le'Veon. Le'Veon wasn't even there.
Mm-mm.
And they moved on. That locker room had moved on from Le'Veon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out how does the locker room embrace him? Because they realized Antonio walked out of them in week 17 when they absolutely needed him the most.
I agree.
Is when he pulled that.
All right, then my plan B would be one of these teams I read that are out, that they just wait until 0 hour, and they say, well, okay, I'll give you a third.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all well, let's take the third, right?
Yikes.
Something is better than nothing.
Yeah. Okay. That's not going to feel good for AB either, and he will not be happy if that's what goes down.
Because a lot of this, you know, because remember when he and this reporter got into it, he said, the reporter said a lot of your success is based on Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. You don't know how fortunate you are. He said, trade me and see.
Mm-hmm.
So
a former PR guy who tweeted that.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So his ego is tied to getting a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't think I was worth it. Somebody gave him a first round pick for me. It ain't the same if somebody give up a third or a fourth round for you.
It's not the same.
And let's not forget what Larry Fitzgerald said. You never know how good you have it until it's gone. And that might be the case.
Well,
for a
minute last night, it looked like his next quarterback was going to be Josh Allen in Buffalo, right?
Somehow, I don't think he compares to Big Ben. Yeah, it's not quite on the same
level.
Yeah,
he does, Big Ben. Big Ben the clock in London.
Okay.
That one.
I don't even think he compares to that.
That's quick.
But he can run, though, Skip. He can run now.
He can really run. In fact, didn't he lead quarterbacks in rushing?
Is that what we're looking
at? He had a couple of 100-yard games. Yeah, but that doesn't help AB. A quarterback that can run really doesn't help AB.
It's not really the exact thing he's looking for. No mercy. Cowboys defensive end David Irving is already suspended indefinitely for violating the substance abuse policy. Now he might be done in the NFL for good. Irving posted this video on Instagram yesterday while smoking, saying he's done with football because of the league's marijuana policy. So, Shannon, what do you make of this?
Skip, did David Irving realize how ridiculous he looked and how ridiculous he sounded?
Apparently not.
And I was reading some of the comments up under that, and they're like, you're right, bruh. No, you're not. Don't encourage this foolishness. Mm. Skip, off-season testing for marijuana. They give you an advance note, okay, they're going to test when you go back to minicamp. They're going to test you for marijuana. If you test clean, you good. Smoke away. This is how it worked. One positive test, Skip, you're referred to the program.
Mm-hmm.
A second violation, they find you 2-game checks. A third violation is 4 games. A fourth violation is 4 games. A fifth violation is 10 games. A sixth violation, you get suspended for a year.
Okay.
So how many times has this man had to have failed to get suspended for a year? I get it, Skip. I've talked to a lot of people and some of the retired players, and they say, Shannon, this is a godsend. And I used to be a staunch advocate. No, no, no. But I believe there's a way to go about all things. You smoking a blunt on Instagram is not the way to go about it.
You're talking about medical marijuana.
Skip, and here's the thing. Every medicine ever come out, has a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's the abuse of that. Mm-hmm. Because this is what we know, Skip. For every five players that really needed to tolerate pain, they're going to be 5 to 10 that do it because they can. Mm-hmm. Skip, forgive me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I do not believe, and I could be wrong, that David Irving is doing this for medicinal purposes. If I'm wrong, yeah. Lord, forgive me. Mm-hmm. And here's the fine line that we got to walk, because is he Josh Gordon, mm-hmm. or is he doing this for pleasure? Because I have empathy and I sympathize with someone that's going through this, but it just goes to show you all these people, marijuana is not addictive. Bull jive. Mm. Because if you can make 50 million, 70 million, and you can't stop doing something,
yep.
that means it has addictive person, be it sex or gambling or shopping, whatever the case may be. Skip, you can be addicted to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I just believe he went about it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Not saying that he doesn't make some compelling points, but until the NFL adopt your point of view, mm-hmm. or say, you know what, guys, we're going to allow this, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to come, you know, go mm-hmm. to our doctors.
Yep.
Because, Skip, you know, you can find a doctor to write your prescription mm-hmm. for anything, mm-hmm. no matter what you need. The opiate crisis, Skip, they were giving them for very good reason. Mm-hmm. It was when people started abusing it,
yep.
when it became a problem, then it became a problem. And I'm afraid that, especially a lot of the retired players, and I've talked to some, says, man, it helps me, bro, get out of bed. Mm. Okay. And I ain't got no problem with it. If you need it for that, but for me, Skip, for you to do this, to be suspended, I don't believe this is all pain. If I'm wrong, hey, I'll come on air and say I'm wrong. But to be suspended, 6th violation, that's what results in. Mm-hmm. And when you knew when they were going to test you for the very first time, mm-hmm. and you still do it?
Yep.
They always say, Skip, you either the 2 D's. When it comes to the marijuana thing, 2 D's, you either dumb or you dependent. Those are the only options.
Mm-hmm.
Skip.
So I'm going to just speak as obviously a Dallas Cowboy fan. Just watching this last night just tore me up because I have talked him up so many times
yes,
on
you
this
have.
Show. He's an extraordinary talent. We had Rob Ryan on the show mm-hmm. last year mm-hmm. just raving about him. Rob says he's the biggest human being I've ever seen in pads on a football field.
Yeah.
Because he looms 6'7". I don't know what he weighs, 3-something.
Yeah, 3'10".
Yep. And I have seen him in action. I'm not going on potential. I'm watching performance mm-hmm. where I saw that game. You'll remember the game at Green Bay. This is in 2016, Dak's rookie year. They yes. went up to, and Dak outplayed Aaron Rodgers, and they just did a number on him, 30-16. Guess who the NFC Defensive Player of the Week was? David Irving. Mm-hmm. He just took the game over, and he forced 3 fumbles and recovered one, and he had a sack. And he batted down on Aaron Rodgers' pass, and he only played 19 snaps in the game. And you could just see it. You see what happens in the middle of the line. He's a defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. He just creates havoc in the middle of a line because he just looms up over
right.
everybody. Okay? So I'm sitting last night, I'm thinking, am I watching his whole NFL career literally go up in smoke?
Yeah.
Right? Go up in smoke?
You're watching it live.
We're live. What are you doing? Is it addiction? Is it dependency? I don't know. Is it sad? Yeah, it's
yes.
just really sad because I just have this fear in the pit of my stomach for this kid, and he's 25 years old, that he's going to wake up at 35 and say, what was I doing?
Right.
I had it in the palm of my hand.
How many guys I've talked to, Skip, when they've made bad mistakes and they've done something, wish they had the money that they had lost
yeah.
through the decisions that they've yeah. made.
Right.
And I agree with you. I think he will look back one day and like, man, what the hell was I
what
thinking?
What was I doing?
Did I let $30, $40 million go?
Go. And the fame of it, the achievement of it, where, as you know, you become a made man in the NFL forever. You would always be viewed. What if he made 5 Pro Bowls?
Yeah.
who knows if he could make the Hall of Fame, but let's just say he becomes a Pro Bowl player. Well, then for the rest of your life, you're known as a Dallas Cowboys star.
Yeah.
In Dallas, trust me, you can trade off that.
And you know what, Skip? A lot of times, a lot of the guys have very similar backgrounds. If you listen to the Hall of Famers, all of them, you know, overcame something. And when you get to this level, everybody's overcome something, some more than others. For me, getting out of the environment, my brother, we and I, we talked a lot. But the only thing we really talked about was getting our grandmother out of that environment. I was unwilling to do anything that would jeopardize that. Now, I've been very fortunate. Now, my father, you know, my father died at the age of 39, Skip, because he drank himself. My uncles, I have yet to have an uncle to reach the age of 70 on my mom's side. Not one has ever reached that age. My grandfather didn't reach that age. So I'm thinking to myself, if you know that about yourself, Skip, David, look, I understand. But I believe there was a better way that you could have done this better than IG Live. Smoking a blunt in the offseason, talking about you quitting the NFL because they don't see eye to eye with you on what you think how marijuana should be viewed. That's something that you go to say, you go to the Players Association.
Yeah.
And you ask them to have a panel discussion and you try and talk to the league.
Yep.
And eventually, Skip, I believe the league will see to this because they see what's happening with the pain pill. And everybody can't, if it says one every 4 hours, Skip, if they say take one every 4 hours, if I go ahead and take two, and then two leads to three, four, five, and
I
then next thing you know.
Right.
Come on, David, bro. Okay, you don't want to play in the NFL? Hey, send out a letter, says I'm retiring from the NFL. You don't even have to say why. But to go on IG Live, I don't know how many people are going to become sympathetic to your plight. For the simple fact you're smoking a blunt in the offseason and you're talking about pain. What is that why you got suspended all the other times? What's because of pain?
And every time I hear him speak, he has intellect to him. Like he has the ability to think through what's happening because he's deep. And the points he's making about the pain-killing drugs, they're smart points because they're real. They're right.
Absolutely,
The hypocrisy involved of they're forcing us to take these painkillers and this is wrong? Well, if you just wait a while, it might be legalized in the next few years and across the country, and then all bets are off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And we understand, but I just don't understand. Does he think by him doing this IG Live that the NFL say, you know what, we saw that post that David Irvin did, and we really need to take this under consideration. I just wonder what the guys say. Look, I don't tell guys how they spend their money, but I always advise guys, don't mess your money up. Don't do things that's going to put you, because I believe that most of these guys, everybody is taking care of somebody other than themselves. Mom, dad, grandma, sister, brother, everybody is doing that to some extent. Wife, kids. So when you do things, Skip, I just can't think about Shannon. When I played, I had a grandmother, had a sister, had a mom, had kids. I had to think about them. You need to think about other people other than you. And I hope, Skip, but it's hard for me to believe. This dude is, I mean, think about it. You got to fail six tests.
You do.
And the very first test that you failed, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And by the way, you didn't even mention the failed PED test. So we got that one on top of all that.
Was that about pain too?
And you don't want a video like this to be something that he lives to regret. And that's what I think everyone...
Yes!
Regardless of how you feel about
medical marijuana.
Well,
now it's out there. It's going to live in infamy.
It's going to live on, and people are going to worry about the future and just the social media era. You have to be careful.
Two things you'll never be able to get back. Deeds done and words spoken. That's a deed. I mean, it might as... Hold on. He didn't think about it like, you know what? Hold on. I want to do this. Hold on. Wait a minute now. This thing going to be up here forever. Nah, I better not do that. I think there's a better way for me to get my point across. That didn't
really
even dawn on. That didn't even cross his mind, bruh. David. Don't mess your money up.
Well, I guess he wasn't in his right mind.
He didn't even play this year.
Leave it at that. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One of one.